Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chair. So on the question of dates, I won't get into the question of decision making. As you say, this is a question for another day. But I do think we also need to come up with a solution on this today. And I have to say, I agree with what my Chinese colleague said about this being a collective endeavour. Whatever our individual delegations' views on the rights and wrongs, we have now a General Assembly body. And it's our job collectively to fulfil our mandate from the GA. So as far as my delegation is concerned, we are ready to travel, or my experts are ready to travel from capital next week. These dates have been out there for 3 months or more. We are ready. But as others have said, if it would help others prepare, I mean, we've waited 40 years for a inclusive discussion open to all UN member states on Paros, so we can wait another few months. So if a bit of flexibility to allow others to prepare what I hope will be new and fresh ideas on Paros, then we're prepared to do that. But if we're going to join consensus on varying those dates, we need to do it on the understanding that we are setting the entire selection of dates for this OEWG. We're not prepared to let that question be open to create further uncertainty. And that must be in the context of what the GA resolution very clearly in our mind lays out, which is that we have 24 meetings. We have 24 meetings in 2022 and 20 meetings in 2023. That's what the PBI very clearly said. Now, let me sort of expand on that a little bit, because I understood the Russian Federation, the distinguished delegate of the Russian Federation on Monday, to be saying was that there was some ambiguity in the text of the Russian version of the resolution. I understand that ambiguity arises from the omission of the word both, which is an OP6 of the English version of the resolution. And I can accept if there is a genuine sense of confusion or ambiguity around this, then I think it's easily cleared up. Firstly, the other versions are clear. I have not heard any, as I say, the English version of the resolution is crystal clear. That there are two sessions of 5 days each in both 2022 and 2023. I've not heard any other delegation raise any question of ambiguity in any of the other language versions apart from the Russian one. So in that sense, I think we can take all six authentic versions together, and I think the meaning and the intent is very clear. If that's not clear enough, then the PBI that was read out orally by the Secretariat immediately before the vote on the draft resolution in all languages is also crystal clear, that it says that there will be the budgetary implications are indeed for 24 meetings in Geneva in 2022, including this organizational session, and 20 in 2023. So I think with all that clear, if there is any genuine ambiguity about that, it is easily tidied up, and I hope that I hope that helps our colleagues from the Russian delegation. So with all that said, Mr. Chair, we can be flexible on those precise dates, but we need to be taking a decision today on the scheduling of all four of the substantive sessions that we have before us in 2022 and 2023. Thank you.